I can't count how many times on Sunday somebody's come up to me and said, you know, you were talking about me or talking about my husband or talking about my wife or talking about what I was going through. And today's message is no, I wasn't talking to you. God was talking through me to you. Amen. If anything that I have said in church has touched you in that way where you didn't know how I was talking to you, understand that it's the Spirit of God. Amen. Understand that it's this book, when I read and do the sermons, that I'm preaching the Word of God. And if it's touching you, that means God is reaching you. Amen. So that's something you might want to think about. It's not me. You need to see through me and see the Word of God. Amen. I'm just a messenger. Amen. Can I get an amen? You can say amen. Hallelujah. Now you're going to read with me today. Responsive reading 25. I'll start. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Hallelujah. That's us. Nobody who waits on you should be ashamed. That is us. Hallelujah. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Praise the Lord, and it's worth waiting for. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from old. Did you read what you just read? Do not remember the sins of my youth nor my transgressions. Imagine that. Imagine that God forgets our sins. He just removes them. Amen. How much where he's taken us from to be here today, the things that we've done in our lives to get here today, because God has continually forgiven us, amen, loved us enough to forgive us our trespasses, amen. That's the God that we serve, and how much we have been forgiven. For those that really needed that extra forgiveness, I believe those are the ones who love him more, who understand what God has given them, that forgiveness, amen. It is so beautiful. Do not remember the sins of my youth. Thank you, Lord. Nor my transgressions. Thank you, Lord. According to your mercy, remember me for your goodness sake, O Lord. And I will read, good and upright is the Lord, therefore he teaches sinners in the way. Praise God. Psalm 25. Does anybody, when you read the Word of God, do you ever put yourself in the Word of God when you're reading stories about the people in the Bible? Do you ever put yourself as one of those people and say, how do we read our Bible? Do we put those stories? Do we put ourselves in there? How do you connect with the Bible as you're reading it? How do you connect it? Because we should. Because there's so many lessons. So how do we connect with the Bible or the people we read about? You know, those people in the Bible had a lot of the same jobs we have today. Amen? There were carpenters. Anybody here a carpenter? Paul was a, there you go, George. Paul was a tent builder, so he knew how to build. Paul was a builder, amen? Some of those guys were fishermen. Anybody here a fisherman? Marilyn, put your hand up. You are the fisher person. There you go. So as you read the Bible and you read about these people, understand, Sergio, they're people just like you and me, amen, who walk with God, who heard him speak, amen. But it's how we read it, how we receive it, that really, each week we read this book and you start to understand. And again, this is the message. People have come up to me and said, you're talking to me. Pastor Larry, you're talking to me. I said, no, God is talking to you. And then I tell you this, brothers and sisters, try this book. Try it. Like it. You'll like it. It's a world of discovery. Anybody here like to discover things? You want to find new things and you're always reading? Bernie, thank you. When you read this book, you start to find new things. I believe, and this is just my opinion, but I stand on it, that if you read the same page every day, if you go to the Gospels and you read a page of Matthew every day, God will show you something different every day. Something will come out and you receive it and your understanding will be different on one page. You know why I say that? Because this is the living Word. Amen? Say that with me. The living Word. This book is alive. This is God's Word, and it just feeds you in a different way each time you read that same page. And that's the miraculous part of this book. Amen. I just love it. Hallelujah. So you're not reading about someone else's life. but discover for you and how this book affects your life. Amen? That's the testimony. That's God's testimony to us. He's given us His Word to enjoy. Amen? Imagine that. Anybody ever thought about reading the Bible because you enjoy it? Hallelujah. When you get in that habit, then you find peace. Amen? Anybody here that can't sleep at night? You have problems sleeping at night? Well, guess what? You open up God's book to the Gospels, and you just start reading what Jesus was talking about, or reading one of the stories or one of the Psalms, and all of a sudden you find yourself just resting. You find yourself getting that peace that you didn't know, and all of a sudden your eyelids get a little heavy. No, you're not falling asleep on God, amen? God has given you that peace so you can get that rest, because God knows you need the rest, amen? Hallelujah. That's the miracle of God's Word. That's the miracle of knowing this book. The miracle of enjoying this book. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray together. Father, I am so excited today because I'm going to speak about your Son. And I'm going to read words from your Son. I'm excited today because we're going to talk about Jesus. 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 And we're going to introduce them hopefully in a different way that they never saw Jesus. Because we never got the chance to walk with him, but Matthew did and Luke did. We want to know what it's like. We want to understand what Jesus was like. When we read this Bible, when we read those words, as if we were sitting right there listening to him speak, all of a sudden he comes more powerful, more alive. The love that he gives us, the compassion that he's given us comes to be more real when we see it as if we're sitting there listening to this man, Jesus. This man who touched so many lives. Not with the miracles that he did, but with his word, with his comfort, with his compassion, with his wisdom and understanding, with his joys. He touched so many people. They wanted to be near him. Multitudes of people wanted to hear him simply speak. Not to do magic tricks, not to do miracles, but to hear him speak about God and the kingdom of God and the promises of God. In a way that they never heard it before. In all the synagogues where they went, they never heard the word preached that way. They never felt like they were part of the word. They never felt part of the family. They never felt like they belonged, that they were just listening to somebody else speak. When Jesus spoke, everybody felt like they belonged because he was speaking to them about God and them, their lives, their troubles, their dreams, their visions. He was talking to them, and they listened to this man, Jesus. So, Lord, I'm excited today. Slow me down because I want to get ahead of myself. Slow me down because there's so many people here, and I want to feed them. Lord, I am humbled today to talk about your Son and give them Jesus, maybe in a way that they haven't received him before, with more understanding and with a hunger to want to read for themselves. Because when I read this word, you feed me and I feed them. But when they read the word, hallelujah, you feed them directly, one-on-one with Jesus, hallelujah. So Lord, I pray that they receive with joy and comfort today and with peace today, receive your word in their hearts, that they will be stronger when they left today, closer to you, not closer to me, Lord, but closer to you when they leave here today, wanting to know more about you, hungry to know more about you, and to know more about this book, your book. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Hear my prayer, Lord. Everybody say it together. Amen and amen. Give him praise, church. Let the whole town of Derby hear the praise today. Keep those doors wide open. There's so many people hungry in the valley. How many know that? We got folks from Pennsylvania. There's a lot of people here that need to hear God's word. Amen. That they're out there searching for the message of God's word. That they're looking for hope. People are working in Walgreens. People are working in Walmarts. They're looking for hope. Amen. They're looking for something more. And who's got that? God has something more. Amen. So we pray that we feed them that here in this church. Praise God. So Jesus, say that with me, with Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? Jesus, there's power in that name. How many know that there's power in name? Gary Deacon Gary, when you're doing your Bible study and you get a little flustered, just say, Jesus, help me. And there's power in that because that spirit comes over you. It just fills you. There's joy in that name. There's comfort and peace in that name. But you ever wonder what it was like, Dale, to be with him? You ever wonder what kind of man he was? What kind of attitude he had? Why would multitudes of people want to be around him? Amen? What would it be like to spend time with him? What would you feel? What would have been different? I'll tell you one thing he is. I'll give you the end of the closing. I'll give you one hint. Because he was such a calming spirit, Karen. He was so calming. When he spoke, he didn't yell and howler and scream. He didn't jump up and down. He spoke calmly to them. He spoke in a way, in a manner that they wanted to hear what he had to say. Amen. He was feeding them something so miraculous, so beautiful. And they were hungry to simply hear Jesus speak. So what kind of man was Jesus? What it would have been like? And one thing that he did, if you read the Gospels, he spoke in parables. Anybody ever heard that word, parables? Tommy, you ever heard that word, parables, in the Bible? And what they were stories. Not necessarily based on any scripture. They were stories, amen? Stories wanting to see how many people would want to discover what he was talking about, Pat. If you're reading the parables, you think, well, that really doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And God is saying, no, it probably doesn't make a lot of sense to you. But if I tell you this, will you hunger to know more? Will you hunger? Will you try and dig a little deeper to discover what he was saying? Amen? So he spoke in parables to people to get them to do one thing. You know what that was? To think. To think about what he was saying. What's he talking about? And as you read those parables, as I told you before, Sergio, put yourself there. Put yourself sitting next to him. And then when he's reading a parable, see where you fit in, you know? That's when you start really, the Bible starts coming alive. When you start reading it, Kim, and you say, where do I fit in? Who am I in this book? Because I'm a daughter of God, amen? You're a daughter, so he loves you. So where do you fit in? Where is it that I'm sitting? Where would I be sitting? Would I be in the front row or I'd be in the back row? Hallelujah. I'm going to read from Matthew 13. On the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea. He just went out and sat by the sea. And great multitudes were gathered to him. Hallelujah. So they got into a boat and he sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. Then he spoke many things to them in parables. There's that word again. Now remember, he's wanting to see. Who's hungry? Who really wants to know? Who really is going to listen? Amen? Because when he's speaking, he wants to know, who's really going to listen? Who can I feed? Who's going to really take what I'm saying? So he said this, behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth. And they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among the thorns. And the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop. Some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Hallelujah. Imagine that. Listen to what he said. He who has ears, let him hear. Now, isn't that kind of funny? You all heard me. Amen. So you all have ears. And everybody that was sitting there said, let him hear. They all heard him. Amen. What are you saying? He who has ears to want to understand, let him hear. Amen. But he doesn't leave us like that. He's not gonna leave you like that. And the disciples came to him and said, why do you speak to them in parables? And he answered and said this to them, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. So that might sound a little confusing. He who has what? Let me tell you what it is. Wisdom and understanding. He is saying, he who has wisdom and understanding, when I'm speaking, will have more in abundance. Amen? But he who does not have wisdom and understanding, he will even lose what he has because he has no understanding about life. Amen? He will lose that. Now you say, well, how does that fare? No, the people without wisdom and understanding, follow me now, are the people who don't want to know. Anybody ever met anybody who said, I don't need God, I never had God, I don't believe in God? Those are the people that have no wisdom or understanding because they choose not to know. Amen? So if they don't know, they're not going to ask. They're going to hear that parable and they're going to walk away. Amen? Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Jesus is saying this. It's beautiful. This is Jesus. He's like he's sitting in a rocking chair. Anybody ever have a granddad or grandpa, grandma just sitting there and you want to listen to them talk and they're sitting in a rocking chair, maybe down south they're whittling on a stick or something. This is what Jesus, he's just like that. He's just like that. He's just sitting in there in the boat, the wind finally going, and he's just talking to them. He said, therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which he says, and he quotes the prophecy, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. And then he says these three lines, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn so that I should heal them. Praise God. What he is saying is the people have no desire. These people he's talking about that don't see and don't hear, Greg, they don't have any desire. They don't care to know. Their eyes and their ears are dull. They don't want to hear anything about God. They haven't turned anything. They haven't given their hearts to God, Sergio. They don't want to know what's in the Bible. They don't want to know him. They don't care to understand. And Jesus is saying, those people, their ears are dull. Their hearing, their wisdom, their understanding, is there's nothing there. Amen? But he's saying, if you chose to change, that's a great word. Can you say that word with me? Change. Turn to God. And listen to what he says. If you choose today to give your heart to God, listen to what he said. Lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears. Lest they should understand with their hearts and turn so that I should heal them. Gary, he's saying that. If somebody wants to change, he's willing to accept them. Amen. If somebody wants to change and get that wisdom, he's willing to share it with them. Amen. But he's not left us there yet. He's not left us there yet. Hallelujah. And he goes on. This is 13:16. And Jesus is saying, but blessed are your eyes, for they see. He's talking to believers. Amen. He's just saying, and your ears, for they hear. You see, these people he's talking to saw him, and they believe. And he's saying, you are blessed that you see and blessed that you hear. For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. Hallelujah. That's the sad part. That's today, isn't it? He's saying wise men and prophets desire to hear, amen? So many people want to hear about God, amen? But they refuse to hear it. They don't want it, amen? They say they do, and they even preach sometimes that they want to preach about God, but they don't preach about him, amen? They're preaching about laws. They're preaching about things other than this word. Can I get an amen? Thank you, Lord. Now here's the part. I want you to put yourself in this part. See where you are in this. And then he says it. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. He's going to explain it now. See? And that's the thing in the Bible. If there's a parable, he's going to explain it. If you'll take time just to simply discover another page, you'll discover what he was saying. Hallelujah. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. Amen. Do you understand what that means? If somebody hears, you hear a good word about God, somebody tells you, you walk up to somebody and you tell them, and they don't quite understand it, then the evil one, Satan, can come and he takes it away. Just steals it away that was in their heart. And it was, this is he who received seed by the wayside. Then he goes on to say, but he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. I've seen that many times. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Now he who received the seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, listen to this, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Hallelujah. But he who received the seed on good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, he who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. So I ask you today, which one are you? You receive it with joy, and then when tribulation comes, you forget God. You receive it with joy, but when the things come, you get mad at God. Amen? Which one are you? See, he's talking to all of us when he talks about the seeds and the sower. Amen? Greg, you understand? Who receive it, how deep you receive it, how much you want to let God in is how much God can change you. Amen? Can you keep saying amen? That's right. How much you want to let God into your life is how much he can feed you. Amen? So whatever seed you want to see, where do you see that in that? Amen? You can say amen. Thank you, Lord. I love that story. I'm going to do one more because this is so beautiful. This is so beautiful. Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him. I'm going to Luke now, 7:36. The Pharisee asked him to eat with him, and he went to the Pharisee's house. Who went there? Jesus. And he sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner. Who was she? She was a sinner. When she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil. That's very expensive, amen? An alabaster. Anybody knows what alabaster is? That flask is very expensive, and that fragrant oil, very expensive. And stood at his feet behind him. She was weeping, amen? And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who invited him saw this, he spoke to himself saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answered and said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. This is so cool. I don't want to get ahead for a second, but understand what just happened. What did I just say? I'm reading what says, this man, this Pharisee who invited him saw this, and he spoke to himself. Amen? He spoke to who? Himself. He didn't say it out loud. Amen? This is one of them little things you can miss the first time you read it or the second time you read the page, and all of a sudden you say, wait a minute, he didn't say anything. That's Jesus sitting there, and this woman's just kissing his feet and anointing him with fragrant oil, and she's weeping and she's crying and wiping it with her hair, and she's just looking at Jesus, and this guy is watching this, and he says to himself, If he were a prophet, would know of what manner of woman this is and who was touching him, for she is a sinner. He said it to himself. Now listen, brothers and sisters, whatever you're saying to yourself right now that I can't hear, understand what this is going to tell you. Anytime you thought you said something to yourself and nobody else could hear you, understand what this is. This is so great. And Jesus answered and said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. So he said, what? Teacher, say it. And he said, there was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, Simon, therefore, which one of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, well, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And he said to him, you have rightly judged. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. I don't know what you've done in your past. I don't want to know. It's none of my business. I don't know where God has brought you from to. But the further you had, he had to take you is where you must love him more. Amen. If he has done miraculous things for you and changed your life in ways that you don't even understand and brought you to places you can't believe, then there's a love for him even more than somebody who never thought they needed God, never could call on God, Pat, and all of a sudden they discover God and they don't realize everything that God has done for them. What God did for you today, just to get you here today, amen, is a miracle. Can I get an amen? So, but we take that for granted in a way. But that's what he's saying. This forgiveness, who loves much, hallelujah. Let me read it. I don't want to misquote it. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. Hallelujah. Now let me go a little further. Then it came to pass afterwards that Jesus went through every city and village, preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with them. And certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Let me read that again. And certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene, out of whom had come 7 demons. How many? And Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who provided for him for their substance. Mary Magdalene never forgot what Jesus did for her. How many demons did she have? She wasn't the woman that was stoned. So many people think that she was the one that was going to be stoned, and he said, let thee without first sin. That was, Mary had 7 demons inside of her. She was tormented, amen, in a place that none of us want to be. And after he did that for her, she adored him. She never wanted to leave his side. Why? Because she understood what he did for her, amen. She loved him with such a passion and such compassion that she wanted to be near the man who saved her life, amen. See, that's what he said. He who loves little and loves greatly. You see, she loved him because she understood the greatness that he did for her to get her through that. Amen? Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Amen. Do you see this woman? I entered your house, Mr. Pharisee. I entered your house and you gave me no water for my feet. Understand, back in the day, that was a tradition. When you walked, you had sandals on. And walking on the roads, we didn't have roads like Elizabeth Street. They were all dirt roads. And your feet got dirty, and it was tradition to offer water to wash the feet of those came into your house. I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she washed my feet with her tears, wiped them with her hair of her head. You gave me no kiss. Jesus walked in his house and he did not greet him. If Jesus walked in here today, we're all going to have to fight each other to kiss him. I know that. Hallelujah. Somebody, I was in the church one day and somebody said, the pastor said, if Jesus walked in here, what would you do? If Jesus walked right in that door, what would you do? And I looked around. Everybody got on their knees. And I said, no, I wouldn't get on my knees. I'd want to hug him. I'd want to run up and put my arms around him. That's what I'd want to do because I love him. I don't want to get on my knees and bow down. I want to hold him. Amen. And that's what he's saying to this Pharisee, hallelujah. You gave me no kiss. You didn't even greet, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. This sinner. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So Jesus, a calming spirit. Do you know someone like that? Does anybody know somebody who you just enjoy being around, just like to sit and talk to, listen to them talk because they say good things to you? They lift you up. They're not critical. They're not criticizing. They're not judging. They're talking, and they're doing something else, too. They're listening to you when you talk. Amen? Ever be with somebody and you know they're not listening to you? Just testing. Praise God. And Jesus, I could just... He was like in that boat. and the boat was rocking and people were listening to him. He compels you to listen, amen? Unless you don't care to be a part of it. Unless you're too busy. Oh. You don't have time. Oh. You got a job and you can't be in church. Oh. You pray for God to bless you and he bless you and then you're too busy to come and be with him, to talk to him, to read his word, to let him speak to you. Hallelujah. He could not be bothered. You see, I know you understand the word of God because I see it in your eyes. I see it in your spirit. Deacon Chuck, I don't want to pick on you, but I see it in your spirit sometimes when the word really touches you because you're like me. You get emotional. I wish Lisa was here today. She can't stop crying and she's not sad. She's just hearing the word of God and it's touching her. Amen. See, I know that it touches you because I see it in your eyes, in your spirit, and in your words. But I'm not the one talking to you. God is talking to you through his word. Hallelujah. So I would tell you today, brothers and sisters, discover it more today. Enjoy it more today. And I tell you something that you might not hear from people saying even very often, Gary, laugh with God. He's got a great sense of humor. He's got the funniest sense of humor. He's got ways of making you laugh and showing you things that you would never believe. And he never forgets the things you talked about. So all of a sudden, out of the blue, something's going to happen and you're going to remember that you were talking to God about that. Laugh with him. It's okay to laugh. You ever come to church and people come to our church and they see people laughing and say, we want people to laugh. We want there to be peace in church. Amen, Ronnie? We want you to smile. We want you to feel like you're free to enjoy. Amen? Free to express. In fact, I pray that you express even more and more, that you aren't afraid to stand up and raise your hands to God. But that's between you and God. Amen? That's just the way it is. I want you to feel free, Karen, to enjoy the God. I don't want you to worry about the things that you don't understand. When people read the Word of God, say, I don't understand. I say, yes, you do. Yes, you do. Because you come to church on Sunday, and I'm preaching to you, and you're all shaking your head, and you're crying, and you're saying, you're touching me. So, Sergio, you understand the Word of God perfectly. Amen? So I tell you this, open up the book, open up the Gospels, and let God talk directly to you instead of through me to you, because you understand what God is saying to you. And if you don't, just that's why we have these Bibles. We have Chuck, Deacon Chuck and Marilyn, we got these Bibles for you. This is like a teaching Bible, and there's notes in the Bible and explanations on Scripture, and it's like it expresses who the people are, because they're just like you. Paul was no different than you. Peter was no different than you. John was a fisherman. George, you're a fisherman. Marilyn's a fisher person. No different. These were people who, just like we are, who are telling us about Jesus. Amen? Because we have him too. And Jesus is saying, here I am. Come enjoy me. Come discover more. Read his word. Not just let him fill you. Amen? Don't have any doubt. Don't have any hesitation. Don't have anything. Just open your heart and receive it. Amen? Receive it. If you got to cry, cry. If you got to laugh, laugh. But receive God's word, because that's what changes you. Amen? You're not going to change on your own. You're not going to change by looking in the mirror and looking at that person, because you're going to be the same. Let God change you until other people say, I can't believe who you are today. I can't believe what you're doing today. I can't believe how you overcame that today. I can't believe the person you are today. And you say, you know why? Because God did it. Jesus did it. See, you're going to brag about him. Amen? How many ever brag about God? I know Elder Pat, you got to brag about him. Brag about what God does. Amen? And then you come to this church and you get fed this word. Amen? You get fed this word so you're stronger every day. Amen? Fight those things that are coming against you, because God is standing right there with you. Amen? God wants to hold you and lift you and love you and make you smile. That's Jesus. You spend some time with Jesus today. All I did was read his word. You read his word. Read those parables and understand the beauty of them. How he just wants you to hunger a little bit. Amen? They're not trick questions. They're not right or wrong answers in those parables. He just wants to see, are you hungry enough to discover what I'm really trying to tell you? And then he can tell you so much more. So hallelujah. Let me say it one more time. Discover it more today. Enjoy it more today. Laugh with God. Cry with God. Feed off his love and his word. That's his word today. Give him praise, church. Receive it today. I don't know if the Pope would ever say it was like he was whittling or something, but I could just see him in that boat. Just all those people, and he's just standing in the boat, smiling and just talking, and people want to hear him. That's my Jesus. I love him. Do you love him today, church? If he came in that door right now, what would you do? I want to hold on to him so tight, and I want to kiss his feet and tell him how much I love him. Tell him thank you for all that he's gotten me through. I don't know about you, but he's gotten me through so much. I thank him for every mountain that I came over. I thank him for every road that I rode on that I got through. Every valley that I walked through that he carried me through. I thank him for all those things and places that I could have been so hurt, but I wasn't. In such dangerous ways and places, and I was alone in the middle of the woods and nothing ever happened. I thank him for all those miracles, keeping me safe, loving me, giving me a beautiful bride and a beautiful family, just giving me love in my heart, compassion for my friends, and a joy, and giving me the understanding of that world so I can tell others about him. That's just a great joy. Come home to Jesus, church. Give him praise. The one who he forgave more would love him more. Let that be all of us today. Let us all love him more for what he's forgiven us for. The things in our lives that he has forgiven us and helped us and carried us through. Those things make us love him more. Look back and see the places that you brought him, that he carried you through, the days that he carried you through that you thought were impossible, and love him more. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this church, Lord. For the men and women who built this church for us, Lord. So we could be here today in this beautiful church, preaching your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We believe and we know that confession is between you and God. Confess your sins. So don't take it lightly when I ask you to ask God simply to remove any iniquities that you might have done this week, said this week, or been through this week. So that you can have that heart, that pure heart to receive, because he said he will forgive you. He will forgive you. You are forgiven. Just ask him to remove those iniquities. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we can receive this sacrament of your blood that was shed for us. According to the book of Matthew, for the remission of our sins, we should love you greatly simply for that. Praise the Lord. And he just asks us. So ask him to remove any of those iniquities. Be of a pure heart today. And a pure mind to receive. What a beautiful place to be in because of his love for us. How many know that sometimes when you're going through something and the sadness is real and the pain is real, how many know that words are not effective? Amen. How many know that words are not necessary? You know, the Spirit of God, that hug, that touch, that compassion, that warmth that you give somebody, that spirit is more powerful than any words that we could say at that moment. How many know that to be true? I know that to be true. So sometimes when you're going through something, it's not what we say to the person. It's the love that we give them, the compassion and the hug, and that just gentle touch of knowing you're not alone, that we're with you, and God is with you, and love is pouring out of people. That's the Spirit of God being transmitted from one to another. That gives that strength and that peace that even surpasses the understanding of those who don't even believe in God when they feel that. That's God. That's the Spirit. That's our Father. That's our Jesus. Give him praise, church.